yeah. Facebook. It's Highway Chapel. And on Bandcamp, it was also highwaychapel.bandcamp.com. And of course, those of you who are watching on Facebook Live already know where I am because you're watching it.
Watching it live.
Yes. Unnerving, isn't it? You weren't expecting it. You would have dressed.
That sounds like a Monty Python skit.
It's possible.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition either.
No.
All three weapons are... No, sorry. So, we'll be back. Well, I want to thank you again for coming in today. And
thank you for having us
play your great music. We'll be back with Mud Fox Tribe momentarily.
Nice.
Enjoy.
Cool.
WMFO in Medford.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Welcome back to What's Happening, the extended edition. I'm Aaron.
I'm Cole.
And I'm Dave.
And you are?
Mud Fox Tribe.
Had you guys on many times already. And
yes.
It's great.
Yeah, quite a few.
Many times. Music keeps getting better and better.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
So, you gentlemen were going to play live, but I guess, you know, due to weather concerns.
Yes.
Yes.
Something's a little raspy over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it works out anyway.
Yeah.
Because
you can play the CD, which is new.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Wild Strawberries, because when I had you in before, it hadn't come out yet.
Nope.
Right.
It was just about to come out.
But you did play Wild Strawberries live for us.
Yes, we did.
Yes. And so, for people who don't know about the band or either one of you, and that's not because they haven't heard of you, but let's tell them a little bit about each one of you.
Well, we spend most of our time making music, honestly, working on new material, rehearsing. Yeah. I personally am into photography, music production. What about you, Dave?
What about me? Spend a lot of my free time making music with this one. Spend a lot of my other time working, so.
Yep. Music and working.
Yeah, we've been doing it together for 5-6 years now, making music, so it's been a while.
So, what aspect of photography do you enjoy? What do you like taking pictures of?
People, places, pretty much anything, honestly.
You never know what you might find.
Anything can inspire you, I guess.
Similar to the music.
Yeah. Very similar.
So,
or any arts, I guess.
And that helps with the artwork that we put out now.
Yes, the cover is of a photo taken by me at World's End in Hingham, which is a beautiful place. If you've never been, go.
It is cool. It is a cool cover.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I love it. What?
No, I'm just showing you the cover.
I saw it. I love it. I think it's excellent.
Thank you.
Is that an original art? Did you do that photograph yourself?
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
That's good work.
So,
it's inspiring too. I love it. Peeking through like a hole.
So the title for the album, Wild Strawberries, because you know you look at the cover and that's not what you see.
True.
See something completely different, and I'm, you know, not borrowing from a great thing now for something completely different, but so the inspiration for the picture, I mean, you just happened to go there and this is what you saw and you said this is what our album cover
should be. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It was just about sunset when I took that picture, and we had 3 or 4 different pitches we were trying to choose from for the album art. One ended up being the CD label art, which kind of looks like a, an ad for strawberries that you'd see in the supermarket or something like that, or like the label for a strawberry pack. that was a little too cartoonish for the cover, so we kind of went, you know, we actually sent it to people and kind of put it to a vote, and so that ended up being the most popular choice.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Where that picture was taken is actually where we shot a lot of the music video for the song She Slipped Away. So.
Matter of fact, last time you were in, your video had just come out.
Yes.
Yep.
That's right. True.
And that
seems
was...
so long ago.
Well...
last fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So long ago now.
Well, I mean, I also had you in it, you know, WMWM too.
True.
Yes, yeah, which was excellent.
So I'm looking at your logo on the top of the CD.
Yes.
Really cool.
Thank you.
Like rainbow colors in there. It's even more than what's on the album cover. And then, of course, flowers and...
strawberries, of course.
Yes, and the fox.
The mud fox.
Yes, so... did you create that also?
Yes. That was me.
What'd you say the first time you saw it?
I liked it a lot.
You said, wow, good job.
I forget where you found that picture, actually, but it just felt perfect after we chose the name of the band.
So, for those people who have not heard where the name of the band came from.
We were at a point where we were deciding to start a new project after the previous one had broken up. My girlfriend at the time saw a Facebook post where, I believe it was her cousin and his kids had been playing out in the mud, and the caption on the picture read, "Please welcome the Mud Fox Tribe." And she called me up and she said, "I got a great name for your band, Mud Fox Tribe." And I think I was with Dave at the time and said it to him, and we both agreed, yep, that's it. That's it.
That's perfect.
You know, Tom Petty's original band was called Mudflaps.
Huh. Okay. Close.
Yeah.
So you're in a good family of names.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we lost him recently too. That, you know.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So you got to keep it alive. One.
Yeah.
Keeping the mud alive.
Yeah, mud.
Well, I think what's cool, because the genre of music you play is
kind of folky.
Yeah, indie folk, bro.
So folk music is the essence and the ground that many other things are started and have grown from.
Yeah.
So Mud Fox Tribe is just perfect.
It's a bit of folk, a bit of rock, a bit of pop. It's a bit of everything, really, I guess. You know, there's a good variation of influences in the music we make. For sure.
Well, I have a track lined up, and we'll come back. It's the first track off your album, which is
She Slipped Away.
Enjoy Mud Fox Tribe.
Yeah.
Welcome back to What's Happening here on WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. This is What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Cole. And this is Dave from Mud Fox Tribe.
Great song.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not being in the band. Can say that. I'm not in the band, so I'm objective. And you know, when you live with this music, how hard we work on these songs, you know. You need that. Sometimes distance is hard to get.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I heard it for the first time. It hit me. It's a good song.
Thank you very much.
I got a text from my wife. She likes it, too.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's like the voice echo.
Ah.
Just a little tidbit on that one.
Yeah, nice.
Say hello to your wife.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Thank you for listening in. You should have seen gentlemen's faces when they heard that you enjoy their song. For the first time, both of you. One in studio and one at home. I mean, just so happens that you're wearing sunflowers.
Yes.
Which are a bright ray of light, and that's exactly what you look like after hearing that. That really, absolutely. So, influences... musicians that you listen to or made you decide this is the style of music you wanted to play and write?
Huge influences, Fleet Foxes and Tame Impala. Those are the top two.
Yeah.
Interesting. Both animals.
Yes, true.
You know, a horse and another fox.
True, I didn't think of that.
But if you have to look back even further, growing up, you know,
we both grew up with Oldies 103.3. It was a huge influence, honestly. The Beatles.
A lot of 60s.
The 60s bands, a lot of 70s bands, obviously Zeppelin, America. It's probably a huge influence. Somebody told me we sounded a bit like America recently.
But also...
I took that as a compliment.
Very much like the style of, Gary Puckett and,
Yes.
And Gary Lewis. We've now got all Garys, huh? just great 60s type of spirit. So, thank goodness we had that station.
Yes,
at one time.
Definitely.
To bring, because of the members of the bands that are in today, you gentlemen are a little bit younger.
Tad.
But not behind in the music.
No.
I mean, that...
Probably listened to the same music, honestly.
And that was great. That was a great song.
So thank you.
So, there are, I like that you use Roman numerals, too, on the back of the album.
Well, thank you, yeah. Seemed like a cool choice.
Most people don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They don't know what a Roman numeral is.
True.
Unfortunately.
Well, no, it's true, because, looking at, let's see, the second track on the album, Stormy?
Stormy, yes.
Now, there was, great song back in the 60s called Storm.
By the Classics Five, right? Love that song. That's a great song, actually.
Okay, I'm just trying to see. That we cannot play that one on the air. It says explicit.
Does it?
Or explicit or excerpt?
Oh, it says all songs written by, and then except written.
Except
this one was written by the both of us together.
So it's not explicit.
No,
it's an except.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yep. I think we should accept the challenge.
Yes. Bring it on.
And bring on.
Which is our latest single. Just throw that in there.
Called
Stormy.
Enjoy. Stormy by
Mudfox Tribe. Hey.
And like I said, I mean, the two of you make it sound like you have a full room of musicians.
True.
You know, you were mentioning that you had some riffs in there that sounded very Bowie-ish.
Yeah, the piano solo. It's like the same effect as Ashes to Ashes.
And the amazing thing is none of that was recorded in a studio. I mean, technology today, there's so much you can do recording just on your own in your bedroom.
Yeah, it says on the back of the CD, recorded in various bedrooms, basements, and attics around the South Shore of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
That's very true. Doing vocals up in a sweltering hot attic or out in a shed or just... Yeah. Anywhere.
which is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, are you working on another album?
Kinda. We're writing a lot, of material for a full album.
Yeah, so it's a little ways off, but we're working on it.
Looking for members, especially drummer.
Well, if they are a drummer, where can they drop you a line?
You can get us on Facebook, facebook.com/mudfoxtribe. You can hear our music on Spotify or Bandcamp, pretty much anywhere you hear music online these days.
Also here on WMFO.
Yes.
And also on What's Happening and What's Happening at WMWM.
Yes.
And, of course, when you play out.
Yes.
Anything yes. coming up?
Yes. Actually, just announced is a show at McGann's Irish Pub in Boston this Friday, June 29th at 8 p.m.
Yeah, come check us out. It's right over near the garden, right outside North Station. So you know, come have a good time on a Friday night.
Yes.
So when you go out, because I would assume you go out and listen to other bands too, and what do you enjoy listening to, and where do you enjoy going?
I'm trying to think of the last show we went to. I think it was at Great Scott. Our good friend Rex Mack had a hip-hop show there that was really great with Oompa. That was a really great show.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's fewer and fewer places to go in Boston nowadays, but, you know, you're just going to find them.
So, you said you did bedrooms, attics, and basements.
Yes.
Sounds like a great name for an album.
It does, indeed.
Yeah.
But you record it. But you can now record it all at the ocean.
Aha.
There's plenty of ocean on the South Shore. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, get a little bit of the waves behind it, you know, and record some of that at night and add it in.
True. Our last band had a song that started with that sound. It was called Waves, actually. Yeah. The name of the song was called Waves.
Naturally.
Well, you know, I know you're here as Mudfox Tribe, but I would assume your other music is out there?
Yes. We were in a band called The Fours. We actually just re-released our albums, remixed and remastered, a week ago, actually. So you can find that, thefours.bandcamp.com. It's more power pop, 60s music for you. Pretty cool.
How many albums did you have?
We had two, plus a mixtape sort of thing, which is also available anywhere music is heard online.
So you had a triple play?
Yes.
So what do you find is your favorite reason for playing music and influences for writing these great songs?
It just kind of comes out of you, I guess, the inspiration. It might help to get feelings and emotions out that you normally wouldn't be able to get out, I suppose. And just from the love of doing it. And girls, as the last group said.
Oh, of course.
Of course. You gotta throw that in there too, but, you know.
But as a duo, you know, because there are many single artists, there are less duos and many larger bands. What do you find is the best part of not having to, or having to, share between the two of you, you know, the music, the lyrics, because, you know, you only have the two of you to throw it back and forth on. Although, when you said with the album cover, you put it out to the world, your world.
Yeah.
To decide what to have.
Yeah, we do try to share it with as many people as we trust to give us an honest opinion before putting something out. But
yeah, between the last band and this band, we've met so many other musicians, good friends, so it's... Yeah, we have a large group that we can send it out to and see what people think, and it makes it a lot easier.
Well, in of the group that you have as friends who are musicians, Yeah, if you want to mention any of them, and, you know, because one, want people to go out and see you, just like we do with Highway Chapel, and of course, the West Boys.
Yes.
You know, we want people to get out and see local music, and hear local music.
Well,
because without the inspiration of having that, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. We can give a shout out to Wayne Cabral, who is a great musician on his own. He actually played organ on the third song on our EP, which is called Red Mill Road. And he is a great friend of ours, along with his wife Rachel. They put on a great Beatles festival every fall called Harrowfest for a great charity. And they're just great people. So if they're listening, hello, hello. Mm-hmm. Rachel and Wayne.
Mm-hmm. So, you came out with an EP. You're working on an album. Where do you see, or where do you want the band to be?
At the top, Johnny.
Top of most of the popper most.
There you go.
There it is.
You got it. But really, the next step is finding a drummer and getting out there and playing more shows. We've been doing as much as we can as a duo, playing open mics every week.
Just play as many different places as we can and get the music out there.
Well, do you ever just go out and pop in someplace? You know, you see you do open mics, but, you know, to hear somebody else and then all of a sudden just jump in and play?
No, we haven't done much of that yet.
But you want to.
It's an interesting thought. Yeah, of course. We'd be down for that.
You know, because many of the different places that are out there that we have a different style of lineup. It's not all one genre of music that are playing on the same bill.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is cool.
You know, so you hang around, you see them, you never know. By doing that or going out, you may find your drummer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, similar to, you know, you saw with Highway Chapel, you know, I mean, you know, they were going a different way and ended up with a fabulous drummer.
Yeah, totally.
You know.
Great and, drummer.
And, I mean, you know, she went against the odds.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, she said in the 60s it wasn't the thing. How do you feel about your style of music today? Who do you look to? I know you mentioned a couple bands, but other people that you'd want to play on a bill with for a show. Mm. And it could be anybody. I mean, it could be, you know, like, you know, it could go back to the, you know, 40s and 50s, 60s, 70s, now. You know, the people can be here or not be here, but their music still lives on, so.
Play on a bill with.
I'd like to play with Always.
Well, Always would be
Fairport cool. Convention would be cool.
Yeah.
And if you could send your new album to anybody,
McCartney.
Who would you send to?
McCartney.
Always
yeah.
McCartney.
Amen.
Yep.
You should.
That would be an honor.
You should.
We once gave, when we were in the fours, we gave our CD to the lead singer of the Zombies at a show, which
did.
Was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
I was at a Stone show, sitting really close, never get close seats, but I was at the Gillette in like the eighth row, and I was watching Keith Richards coming back, and they walked down that path, they have the stage out there, somebody hands him a CD. From the crowd, he stuck it in his pocket.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, because the great part also with a lot of the looking musicians, you know, whether they're the and venues, is you get to meet the bands after. You know, I mean, I know a couple of places on the North Shore. You know, you go to the Cabot, you go to the Larkham, you go to Nine Wallace. and you get to meet the artist after they come out. You know, it's not like they have just specifically their people. They're out there and you get to meet them and talk to them and ask them questions.
Yeah.
And say, you know, I mean, I've seen Victor Wainwright. I've seen John Sebastian. You know, I've Hirsch Gardner of New England. And he's still out there performing like crazy these days. I saw that he and Amanda Carr are putting some music together. You know, Joe Foley, you know, they're just great local music and musicians, you know. I was mentioning, you know, there's a many artists coming out with new albums. I mean, your album's relatively new. Hannah Khan just came out with her new song. And there's a lot of work put behind your music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like you can walk into, well, but wherever you're performing, although, I mean, you can pick up your phone, but speaking of that, when you write, how do you get the words and the lyrics, I mean, the words and the melodies down? Do you have to sit down, write them down, record them with your phone, record them with a recorder? Does it sometimes just happen where you get a title for a song and then you write it?
Kinda. Could be any combination of all of those things. I use my phone a lot to record demos. A lot of times you can set it up so you have just a drum beat and kind of play along to that, see if you can come up with any ideas that way. Or sometimes you're just fiddling around on the guitar and you come up with something. Usually music comes first. One of these songs, the lyrics came first. They were just, I just started writing, you know, starting with the first line, and then thought, this might make a good song. Pulled out the guitar and put the music to it. But usually the music comes first, then the lyrics.
And when you put your signature on it, do you do it based upon what he's come up with, or something that hits you based upon just seeing the words, or
a little bit of both? Sometimes he'll have an idea for something, he'll bring it to me and I'll run with that, maybe add a little bit to it, you know, put my own spin on it. But a lot of times just I hear the song and just whatever comes out, like however the song makes me feel, that I can kind of put the bass part in based on that.
So it's a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not just
kind of hear it as you're listening to the demo and build off of it.
Unfortunately for him, a lot of my demos don't have the lyrics or the singing on them yet.
Yeah.
So he likes to have the vocals there to kind of write along with.
I find the vocals help in writing some of the bass transitions between parts, follow along with that. And then not having an actual drummer, kind of, it makes it a little difficult too, because, you know, I feel like the bass kind of has to follow along with the drums. It has to help the vocals transition, and just so many different things that you can do with the bass.
But that's cool, because your style is different. You have to have something to play off of, you know. So basically your play is a play on the words.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I have got a single lined up called I Caught Your Eye.
Ooh.
Good choice.
Let's go with it and see. That I Caught Your Eye by Mud Fox Tribe. Enjoy.
Be began to grow like nothing I'd ever known. I ran my hands through your long dark hair as you slept in my arms so sweetly unaware.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
Cole.
And I'm Dave.
Vernon.
Dana.
And those are two different bands. Couldn't tell.
Two different bands.
Sometimes we can even hang around.
That was Wild Strawberries, the title track off the album.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And
epic.
We love the good bass work.
Thematic and epic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Star behind Wild Strawberries. Other than you enjoy them, and New England is a great place to go and pick them.
Oh, of course.
And it's still time to pick them right now. Yes. So get out there and enjoy.
Well, have you ever ridden a wild strawberry? It's hard. They throw you.
That's pretty funny.
Well, I like to ride produce. So that's my thing.
Okay. Oh, the story behind it. I was sitting in my bed with my guitar, waiting for Dave to come along for dinner. Always late, always waiting for Dave. This is going to be a song called "Waiting for Dave," by the way.
Either that, or you can borrow the. When you go over to his house, do you knock on the door and say, "Dave"?
No,
and
I just
he says, "Dave's
in.
Not here."
Dave's not.
Somebody comes to your house and says, "Dave."
He
Dave's
says there
here.
Is no Dave, only Zool.
I'm Dave, yeah.
That's more like what he would say. But I was waiting for him to show up.
Well, then wouldn't that have been Marshmallow Man and not Wild Strawberries? the great product from Massachusetts, which of course we've all had. Marshmallow Fluff.
Yes. Mm.
They did come out one time with a wild strawberry version.
Huh.
Which would really be cool to reach out to them, because they have their festival every year.
Yeah, we can have it smeared all over the CD when you open it.
But
I'll give
no,
three bottles.
But if they have the wild strawberry...
Fluff.
Jeez, that wouldn't be a bad way at their show to promote it.
Yeah.
And have you guys come and play at... The Fluff Fest.
Yeah. Fluff Fest, of course.
That's what it's called. It's called Fluff Fest.
It's on the Isle of Lucy.
And the sky with diamonds, too.
Well, if Iggy Pop was good with peanut butter, maybe you can make something out of the fluff.
True.
But, so that song was inspired by you not being there.
Yeah, I had all that time to put my guitar in a strange tuning I had not used prior, and out came the song.
You're
welcome.
That
was pretty much it. By the time he got there, I pretty much had it finished, and there you go.
So, when you jumped in on the song, since there were no lyrics, how did you go about doing that?
That was the first time we had done a song without lyrics.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, but just the melody he had already come up with was just incredible. So it really wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. And just came. I tried to do something a little more simple because he had a lot of the mandolin and stuff on there, and we wanted that to come out. And it worked out well.
So what different musical instruments do you use in your music?
So many.
On this, there's some horns. There's quite a bit of mandolin. Mostly acoustic guitar. Electric guitar, obviously.
Put didgeridoo on that one?
I don't think didgeridoo's on this yet. We have yet to put the didgeridoo to use.
Get it in.
Well, you gotta didgeridoo it.
Yes. The song Rations starts with my cat meowing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
As I was starting to record... He was crying to get outside.
Happy accident.
Captured him.
Wow, that'll get a 1,000 retweets.
You know, there's a small band nobody's ever heard of. And that'll be the day. And the Cricket named their band.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets. If you ever saw the Gary Busey movie, because, of course, unfortunately we lost Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. On that ill-fated plane crash.
Yes.
But three geniuses in their own realm. There could have been somebody else that was lost. But they, it was just, you know, thank goodness they're remembered by Don McLean.
Yes.
And, you know, that's actually his...
Memorialized. Yes.
Miss America.
I say honored because I think it's even more
honored
important.
Is, you know, definitely a better word.
It's because it's true.
Yes.
And, you know, the cricket, I mean, you know, they had to, trying to get rid of the cricket, and it's right there in all their songs, and it's like, well, geez, it's the name of the band.
Yep.
Name of the band, you know.
Gotta love it.
That's
it,
too
it,
much.
It inspired, that name inspired the Beatles'
That's
name.
That's right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Which
so
is...
we have a lot to thank that cricket for.
Yes.
But, of course, the Beatles are spelt differently than the Beatle.
Yes. Yes.
And how witty is that?
Aha, that was clever,
that
Beatles.
British humor.
The beach.
That could have been called the shoes for all we know.
Yeah.
No, because remember, they were the Golden Beatles, and they were something before
the
that.
The Silver Beatles.
The Silver Beatles, but they were also something else.
Quarrymen.
There you go. You know, Quarrymen just didn't, isn't, you know, the same.
Quarrymen, right.
You know, Silver Beatles is not the same.
No.
No.
When you hear the Beatles.
And you saw that drum head.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you hear, you know, I mean, you know, you're talking about Paul McCartney and earlier, and we were talking about Ringo, you know, which are, of course, are the only two Beatles we still have, unfortunately, but their music still lives on as the Beatles. And, you know, the big story of how they were found by Ed Sullivan trying to get into London, and they're circling, and they're circling, and they're circling, and he says, paraphrasing, of course, what's going on down there? What's the delay? It was a band called the Beatles. I want to sign them to come on my show.
Yep.
He didn't hear a single note.
Serendipity.
Yeah.
Boom. There you go.
That's it.
That's how it happens sometimes.
So, you know, you mentioned that, you know, walking down there and somebody gets a CD, Keith Richards, you never know.
Yep.
You know, you want Paul to hear your music, which, of course, you know, funny thing is when they go through town, they do listen to what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not just, well, we're going to go to our, you know, they hear what's going on in another small band, which, of course, nobody's heard of. All these bands nobody's ever heard of. You know, one of the members is Keith Richards, and they did a lot of their recording in Worcester back in the late 70s, early 80s. He used to go to a place called Sir Morgan's Cove and just show up and play.
Right.
Now,
I remember that. Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about a band that everybody knows, but they're playing in small venues because they can and because they want to. Matter of fact, Buddy Guy just came out with a brand new album, and Keith and Mick are on that album.
That's cool.
So you talk about you never know. And they went back to the roots because they were a blues band.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, and the influences, I mean, you know. But let everybody know where they can find your music.
You can hear us on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Bandcamp, pretty much anywhere you can hear music online these days.
Your webpage?
We use our Bandcamp, mudfoxtribe.bandcamp.com, and you can come see us at McGann's Irish Pub this Friday, the 29th, and come see us, come talk to us. If you're a drummer, especially come talk to us, because we're looking for you.
And you've got to reach out, and I know you're going to have your albums with you.
Yes.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, if you come there and purchase their album, I bet you can get him to sign it.
I'll even give you a fresh strawberry.
It's better than getting a fresh raspberry.
Yes.
Yes.
Sending out produce to one of the West Boys.
That's right.
Love that
wild
produce.
Strawberry rye.
It's better than getting tomatoes thrown at you, although...
That's,
you know,
true.
You see it all on television. You know, the bands aren't great, so they throw them, you know, lettuce, and they throw end up having a great salad after.
You'd make a great salad.
Makes a great salad.
I think that was a joke that Keith Moon once said.
Yeah.
He turned his cymbals up so we could collect the salad and make a nice salad after.
Yes. Classic.
But it's... love the album. Love the music. Keep creating these hits.
Yes. Can't stop if I wanted to.
And... be late a couple more times because
Dave, don't encourage him.
Well, he created the name, the helped you create the title track on this album.
That's true,
exactly. Be grateful.
Okay, and then also make sure your cat's always around because you never know.
Yes,
we
should play that one, number 5.
There's gonna be a dog protest.
Play it for Lizzie.
Do you mind?
No.
Then please. What we're going to do is play
number 5, Rations.
Enjoy, and then we'll be back with West Boys after this here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on What's Happening, the Extended Edition. We also want to thank the Mudfox Tribe for coming in. Highway Chapel was in a little earlier, and like I said, keep playing the great music and